Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Today is Monday, April 8th, in the season of Easter. Take a moment to be still and become aware of God's presence within you and all around you. Protect me, O God, for I take refuge in you. I have said to the Lord, "You are my Lord, my good above all other." I love you, O Lord, my strength. O Lord, my stronghold, my crag, and my haven. Purge me from my sin, and I shall be pure. Wash me, and I shall be clean indeed. Jesus taught his disciples, saying, "When an unclean spirit goes out, it wanders through waterless country, looking for a place to rest and cannot find one. Then it says, 'I will return to the home I came from.' But on arrival, finding it unoccupied, swept and tidied, it then goes off and collects seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and set up house there. And so that person ends up worse off than before. That is what will happen to this wicked generation." Matthew 12. Purge me from my sin, and I shall be pure. Wash me, and I shall be clean indeed. The Morning Psalm. The law of the Lord is perfect and revives the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure and gives wisdom to the innocent. The statutes of the Lord are just and rejoice the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear and gives light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean and endures forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, much more than fine gold, sweeter far than honey in the comb. By them also is your servant enlightened, and in keeping them there is great reward. Psalm 19. Purge me from my sin, and I shall be pure. Wash me, and I shall be clean indeed. O Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, have mercy upon me. O Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, have mercy upon me. O Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, grant me your peace. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of my faith that I may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power, that I may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity, and in all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen. Go forth in the peace and in the presence of Christ.